Fruit of Monument baseball coach Casey Sullivan on the team.
And Casey Sullivan brought to you by the Rick Nelson Agency and American Family Insurance. For a free comparison, call this team of licensed professionals at 970-241-0078. Casey Sullivan, coach of the Wildcats, they're 10-4 right now, joins us on the Jim Davis Show. Good morning, Casey. How are you?
Good morning. We are doing well. Thanks for having us.
10-4, as I mentioned, your team playing really, really well, and 2-0 in Southwestern League play. You get back into league play against Central tomorrow night. You know, that doubleheader, of course, this week, we should say, with tomorrow night's game, and then you play again, of course, on Friday. But let's talk about that Lakewood victory, 5-4 for your ball club. Lakewood played you guys really tough. They made it close. They rallied for two runs in the seventh inning, but your team gets the job done against Lakewood this past weekend.
Yeah, it was kind of a short and sweet trip over there. We went over Friday and then came home Saturday morning. But it was not our prettiest ball game by no means. Matter of fact, I think Lakewood, I think they out hit us maybe 10-5. But we were able to just do kind of just enough there to get them. And I think that's one of those. You know, even on bad days, we still got to find a way to win, and we were able to do that. So, overall, it was a good trip for us.
And like you said, it may not have been your prettiest game. Like you said, you're right there. You're out hit 10-5. They did commit four errors in that game, which you guys certainly, that helps when a team commits four errors. But you're able to get the four runs in the fourth inning and able to hold on to get the victory. And I think as you get deeper into league play, and obviously when the postseason rolls around, a game like this where it's quick turnaround, not what you normally do, and you go over there, maybe not play your best baseball and still come away with a victory, that's the kind of thing that maybe you can build on from a mental standpoint for this ball club, that sometimes you may not play your best, but you do enough of the right things, Casey, to get a victory.
Yeah, and I think that's, and we try to tell the boys that, I think rarely, matter of fact, never. You never can play a perfect baseball game. And so it's one of those ways to find a way to win. If you go back to that ball game, I think on the flip side of that, I think we only had three kids maybe strike out in that ball game. And so it's one of those where, maybe the lineup was tough enough and the outs were hard enough that, they started to try to pitch around us and they ended up walking a few guys in and things like that. And so, just having that pressure there still benefits us. And so, I was still proud of the boys in terms of, their overall, they just kind of stayed with it. And, won kind of an ugly ball game, but we'll take the wins.
Casey Sullivan, coach of Fruit of Monument Boys, Fruit of Monument baseball team, joining us on the program today. And, from a run production standpoint, spread out pretty evenly. Lucas Weaver had an RBI. Parker Noah had a couple of hits, drove in a run. Mason Lopez drove in a run as well. Likewise for Gavin Cardoza. So, like I said, that run production spread out pretty nicely for your ball club.
Yeah, I would agree. That's, and that's when you kind of look at that, that's early in our lineup, got some RBIs, and late in our lineup, got some RBIs. I think Lucas, his RBI came off of a suicide squeeze, and so, he executed when he needed to execute, and, that was big for us.
From a pitching standpoint, you had Scuba pitched on Saturday, came in. Lucas, so we just referenced with the suicide squeeze to bring in the RBI. Lucas went the five innings, gave up six hits, gave up a run, and had six strikeouts, and then Gavin Cardoza came in and they got to him a little bit. He gave up the four hits and the three runs, but from a pitching standpoint, got to be happy with what you saw from Lucas Weaver. That's a really good start.
Yeah, Lucas did kind of what he normally did. He wasn't I wouldn't say he was maybe as clean as he usually is, but that was kind of a funny story. We Gavin comes in and we get back to 5-4 and we get two outs, and so we bring in Scuba, and he threw one pitch. He threw one pitch. The kid rolled over to Josh Weaver at shortstop, and we get the out. We're done with the game. So, our closer with Scuba came in for a single pitch.
Very, very efficient on the part of Scuba.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt.
You like it when your reliever comes in, throws one pitch. Okay, game over. Let's get in the vans and go back home, guys. We're talking with Casey Sullivan, Fruto Monument baseball coach, with us on the Team Sports Network. Referencing Hunter Scuba Smolenski, the Denver Post put out kind of their baseball preview as, you know, we're now into league play across the state. And Scuba's name, the only one from the Western Slope to make that list. Going to Grand Canyon, of course, after he's done with his time at Fruto Monument. But have to be pleased that Western Slope, I think, should have had more representation. But I always think that. But it was nice for your ball club, Casey, that Scuba got that acknowledgement from the Denver Post.
Yeah, and I think, you know, honestly, that's a testament to kind of his whole high school career, you know, in terms of his consistency and things like that. And so, you know, very deserving. But as you look at him through kind of his career, you know, his consistency's sure been top notch.
Casey Sullivan, Wildcats baseball coach, with us today on the Team Sports Network. So for Central, they have yet to play a league game. You already got, of course, a couple of games into league play, and Central right now, they're 8-5 overall, and they've been able to get Ryland Nostrand back on the mound, and he's pitched well so far for Joe Kellerby. But give me kind of your thoughts about the Central ball club that plays their first game, of course, this Tuesday night in league play against your club.
You know, I think Central's got a little bit of youth to him, between Ryland and Lewis Kuntz and some of those other guys, you know, those are solid ball players. And so, you know, it's definitely something that you know, you don't overlook them by no means. And you know, now that Ryland's back, you know, we got to be prepared for that. We got to, you know, take it one pitch at a time. You know, again, I think if we kind of stick to our plan, I think we can be successful. But I know that they're, you know, they got a decent record there, and you know, we'll just kind of treat it like any other league game, and just try and go get them, you know, one pitch at a time.
And you mentioned Lewis Kuntz had the home run the other day in their win. Likewise for Ryland Nostrand, who's you know, been swinging it well, and with the injury, they just got him back on the mound here a while back. But you mentioned there's some young talent there. Dayton Tambriza's got 16 RBIs on the season. He leads them in that category. Caden Guerrieri is another player for them that's had a good start. 370 batting average. He leads them with 10 doubles. And, I mean, he leads us. And Ryland's got six doubles, and he's the closest player to Guerrieri in terms of doubles for Central. They're a team that's got some pretty good bats up and down the lineup for Joe Kellerby.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And it's I just think it kind of goes back to, you know, you can't overlook anybody. You were definitely not good enough to just look over and breeze by people. And so it's something that you know, we'll preach tonight at practice and keep talking to the boys, you know, that we got to take care of our end of it. And usually if we can take care of our end of it, we have some success. But you know, we can't look to the future. We just got to, you know, one ball game at a time and see how it shakes out.
All right.